Welcome to Teeth Talk with Dr. Charles Ashley Mann on WPTF News Talk Traffic. Good afternoon to you. I'm Jason Kong here with Dr. Charles Ashley Mann. He's the head of Charles Ashley Mann Family and Cosmetic Dentistry. Dr. Mann, how are you doing today?
Doing good. Spring is in the air.
You know, it's a couple days of spring, a couple days of winter again.
And then
a whole bunch of rain and cloudiness jammed in there as well. But we're almost there. We're exactly. Almost at the pollinator.
We're almost pollinator. There. I think it's not long before we spring forward the time.
Oh, you're right. You're right. That'll be nice to get a little bit of extra hour of daylight there at the end of the day.
I always like that.
Yeah, me too. Well, Dr. Mann, I'm really excited for today's show. I love it when we talk about technology, and today we are going to hone in particular on lasers in dentistry. And, you know, there's several different kinds that are used in dentistry. So why don't you go through those, Dr. Mann, and tell us about them and how they work?
Well, first of all, lasers, very crucial part of dentistry. Pretty much all office, a dental office should have a laser. But there's three different main types that we use in dentistry. And one is called a diode laser. And the way it works is it uses pigmentation to actually what we call get activated. So when we're doing gingivectomies or cutting away tissue or basically trying to get what we call biostimulation, it uses the blood. The blood is what is pigmented in our body. And so it basically, I call, obliterates anything that has pigmentation. The other type we use is called an INYAG laser, and it basically uses water. So as you can imagine, it ablates water, which means it explodes water. So every cell, whether it's bacteria or your cells, has water. And so it pops and ablates those water molecules, and that's how it works. And then you have another one called a CO2 laser, and I don't have one of those, but they work in similar to the INYAG, except for they're using, you know, carbon dioxide, and that's how it ablates, or that's how it's used effectively. Those are the three main types. I predominantly use diodes and INYAG in my practices, and but they're very, very crucial. And a big part now, the technology in our dental office, we use them pretty much every day. And, you know, I'm so excited about the future of them because I don't even think we've hit, our potential, full potential with lasers as, new things are coming out. The INYAG, supposedly we're, hearing that they're going to come out with, a way that we're going to be able to use it on the face, believe it or not, to tighten, facial wrinkles and things like that. So not only is it going to be used in the mouth, but outside the mouth as well, which is the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah, that's so fascinating that this technology has arrived. And you've gone over a few of these, but what lasers do you have in your office, and how do they help make your patients a little bit more comfortable and make things easier on them?
Yeah, so we had the diode and the INYAG, and again, lasers are very helpful in dentistry, and we'll get into it a little bit later. But as I said, the diode is used predominantly for soft tissue, to remove soft tissue, it basically uses pigmentation, as I said earlier. Very easy to set up. It's a very small laser. It's a very inexpensive laser. And the procedures that we do are very inexpensive with it. But the good thing about lasers in general is they sterilize as they are being used. So some of the surgical procedures that we use them for, in the past we had to use like a blade to actually cut. With lasers, you don't have to do that. You use the actual laser to cut. And as it cuts, it sterilizes, but it also causes less bleeding, maybe even no bleeding at all when you're doing surgery. And that's a great thing about lasers, because they reduce the amount of inflammation if you do have to have any kind of surgical procedure with it. Whereas before, when we did surgical procedures, when we're cutting with a blade, you're definitely going to get more inflammatory cells coming to that area, and it's going to be more painful. Just think, you have nerve endings as well in areas where we're working. The laser cauterizes those, so you have less pain. So in general, lasers are way better from a surgical procedure standpoint than the old way of doing it. So that's why I feel like pretty much every dental office should have it, because we're all doing some kind of surgery. We're working around the gums, and we have to remove gum tissue at times when decay gets too deep. A lot of times we move gum tissue when we're doing cosmetic procedures. So it just helps the patient. It's quicker, and it helps the patient recover much easier.
Yeah, I think all patients would sign up for both of those. Speedy and also healing is also something that I think we would all appreciate when it comes to not just dentistry, but anything related to our health in general. Hey, if you want to learn more about Dr. Mann, be sure to go online to smileman.com. That's Dr. Mann's website, smileman.com. Mann has two N's at the end. From there, you can book an appointment to see Dr. Mann. Maybe it's been a while since you've had a checkup, or maybe the technology that Dr. Mann offers in his office sounds appealing to you. Smileman.com is an easy way to schedule an appointment. It's also where you can read more information about Dr. Mann and the many services that he and his team provide, and you can find the nearest office location to you. Dr. Mann has three of them. There's one in Cary, one in Garner, and one in Fuquay Varina. SmileMann.com is the website. If you want to call the office, that phone number is 919-462-9338. 919-462-9338. We are taking a quick break, but we'll be back with more. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Teeth Talk with Dr. Charles Ashley Mann on WPTF News Talk Traffic. You're listening to Teeth Talk with Dr. Charles Ashley Mann on WPTF News Talk Traffic. Learn more about Dr. Mann by going to smileman.com. Smileman.com. Mann with two N's at the end. Smileman.com. I'm Jason Kong here with Dr. Charles Ashley Mann, head of Charles Ashley Mann Family and Cosmetic Dentistry. And today we're talking all about technology and lasers in particular in dentistry. And Dr. Mann, you know, I feel like we can't go a week on the show without at least briefly mentioning periodontal disease, because it affects so much of our health overall and our mouths, of course. But let's get into how the laser is used as a crucial tool to help treat periodontal disease.
Yeah, like we always call it, the silent killer. Periodontal disease is a bacterial infection in your mouth that is affecting your whole body. And of course, it causes bone loss around your teeth. And the reason for that is, again, your body knows that that bacteria down there is very bad for you overall in general. We've talked about some of the side effects: your heart disease, increased risk for stroke, increased risk for diabetes type 2, increased risk for Alzheimer's. The list goes on. So your body knows that. So it's eating the bone around your teeth. With periodontal disease, basically as the tartar builds up and that bacteria builds up, you get pocketing around your teeth. So your tissue unattaches from your tooth, and that allows more bacteria, because you get deeper and deeper pockets around your teeth. And it also allows what we call the epithelium to grow down into the pocket. And that's your body's way of trying to protect, because epithelium is thicker, it's trying to protect you from getting a bacterial spread. The unfortunate thing is the bacteria goes right into the epithelium tissue. The good thing about lasers, and this is a crucial thing that I like to point out, if you're having periodontal treatment, you definitely need to be treated with a laser. And the reason for that is it creates biostimulation. The first thing that we have to do when we do treat someone with periodontal disease is we have to remove that tartar buildup that's below their gum line. But there's still bacteria in the pocket. Not only is it just floating in the pocket, but it's also infected that epithelial, that tissue that lines the whole tooth, circumference of the tooth. Well, with with lasers, what we do is we're able to go in and it's called de-epithelialization. So we take that epithelial layer that's grown down into that pocket that's diseased, and the laser removes that epithelial layer. It's hard to pronounce. So that's crucial because it is diseased. And when it's diseased, it cannot reattach to the tooth, which is what we're trying to do. We're trying to get that pocket reduction to decrease. And when when we go in and do the removal of the calcium, the calculus, we also have to sterilize that pocket. And the laser is the most effective way to sterilize it because, as I said before, with the INYAG laser, which is what we use, it causes water to explode. And all that bacteria, that living bacteria that's down there, has water in its cells. And it just explodes it and kills it. So think about it as light. Lasers use light, focused light. And that's what causes the ablation or the explosion. Well, think about a light that's shining down like a flashlight. It when you're at night, it pretty much beams out so that we can see. And it has a certain circumference that of light that it shines out to. Well, when you have that light down in the pocket, it is going in all different directions and killing all of that bacteria much more than we can do with the old traditional ways with what we call a scaler, which is one of those pointed things that we go down and try to scrape and kill the bacteria that way. Or even we use ultrasonic scalers that have antibacterial solutions that shoot out of it. You're still limited because that water, if it doesn't, surround the tissue, then you don't get as good a result. Light can pretty much fill the whole pocket up in one side of the tooth. And as we go around that tooth, we're killing the bacteria that's still attached to the root, but we're also killing the bacteria that's all around the circumference of that tissue. And that's so important because the key is kill the bacteria. The other thing that causes is biostimulation. And what does that mean? Well, it's causing our body to send up the cells that it needs to heal itself, to heal that pocket. And for that, in order for that pocket to heal, it has to reattach to the tooth. The fibers have to come out and reattach. They've been destroyed by the periodontal disease. The only thing that can do this effectively is the laser. So if there's anybody out there that has periodontal disease or they've had it in the past and have ongoing problems, really you have to treat it with a laser in order to get the good results that we're seeing.
Yeah, and the process just sounds cool. I mean, getting rid of the bacteria.
It's not painful. It's not painful. As we stated before, it's a surgical procedure, even though we're down in the pockets. It cauterizes the nerve endings, so it's less painful than the traditional way of using those really sharp scalers and what we call curettage. Even with those scalers, we'd have to remove the inside tissue where it was diseased. And that causes a lot of bleeding and it's causes a lot of pain. With lasers, it goes in and it ablates it. So you can imagine it's just killing the bacteria in the disease part. So the tissue that's good, it doesn't remove. So there's less bleeding and there's also less pain that's associated with it than traditional treatment of perio.
Yeah, again, less bleeding and less pain. Please sign me up for that any day of the week.
Even better for the doctor, too. We don't like bleeding either. We have to deal with it.
Of course, yes. More work on your end. It's a win-win right. For everyone. Before we end this segment, Dr. Mann, I want to ask you, I know you use lasers to help treat cavities for children who come into your office, and that helps not needing to give them a shot. So can you talk about how that works and why this is a wonderful option to help create those good and positive experiences earlier on in the dentist's office for children?
With normal cavities, we have to use a drill. And in the drill is a burr. And the burr basically eats away the decay. The problem with that is it heats the tooth up. And that's where most people feel sensitivity. And that's why we have to numb them up. With the INYAG laser, it ablates, it kills, it basically kills the bacteria and it shoots out water. And as it's shooting out water, it can actually cut hard tissue. It can cut the tooth. The good news about it is it doesn't heat the tooth up. So your nerve that's in the center of the tooth doesn't have to be numb. We use it a lot on children because children are very scared of the needle. They don't want to be numbed. And also when they're numb, they tend to want to chew their tongue or their lip because they can't feel it. We now use our INYAG to do fillings on children because we don't have to scare them with a needle. They don't have to be numb. And it's highly effective and fast. So the kids are in and out of there, and we do fillings with our laser, and it's less traumatic so that you're not causing that fear that may last a lifetime. We've talked about it on the show before in children that have decay. So our goal is to be the most effective without causing any harm from a psychological standpoint to kids, because we want them to continue to visit the dentist and feel like it's a place that they're safe and they're not going to get hurt. You know how you were when you would go to the pediatricians, you always wondered if you were going to get a shot or not when you had that visit. You know, we don't want that when children are coming to the dentist office.
Yeah, for sure. And you guys do such a wonderful job. I mean, I've brought my five-year-old there, I guess, boy, since he was 2 or 3 years old. And you guys really take the time to make sure that children who visit your office have a positive experience and get comfortable. And, you know, this tool is just another tool in the tool belt there for you to have at your disposal there to make kids comfortable and feel good about going to the dentist. Don't forget, go to smileman.com if you want to learn more about Dr. Mann or book an appointment to see him, smileman.com. Maybe you've got a little one of your own and need to set up an exam or taking them to their first dental visit. Smileman.com is a great place to do that. You can also call the office, 919-462-9338, 919-462-9338. Dr. Mann has 3 office locations, one in Garner, one in Fuquay Varina, and one in Cary. Learn more at smileman.com. A quick break and back with more. You're listening to Teeth Talk with Dr. Charles Ashley Mann on AM 680 WPTF News Talk Traffic. Welcome back to Teeth Talk with Dr. Charles Ashley Mann on AM 680 WPTF News Talk Traffic. Jason Kong here with Dr. Charles Ashley Mann, head of Charles Ashley Mann Family and Cosmetic Dentistry. We're talking all about lasers in dentistry. We've gone over the different types of lasers, the lasers that Dr. Mann utilizes in his office, and how this impacts periodontal disease and also can help with cavities in children. Dr. Mann, what else do you do using a laser in your dental office?
Wow. That's a good question, Jason. There's so many things that we use it for. I like to talk about it because we could be here all day, but I like to talk about the things that patients really care about, probably. One of the things that most patients don't know that lasers can be used for is cold sores. So if you're one of those individuals that get cold sores quite a bit, we can actually solve that cold sore problem with lasers. When you start getting that tingling sensation from a cold sore, that means it's getting ready to pop out. If you come in when you get that tingling sensation or when it first pops out, we can use that laser. And what causes that cold sores is a virus. It's a herpes virus. And what we can do is we can scare that virus back into the nerve where it lives and kill a lot of that virus at the same time. If we do that enough, a lot of people see a decrease in the number of outbreaks that they have. It also won't continue to come out. So, you know, if you have those lesions, you know, they last about 10 to 12 days. So we decrease the amount of time that they're on your lip. Most of the time they stop wherever they are and go back in. So if you come in with the first 1 or 2 days, usually that's as far as they go. The other thing is ulcerations within the mouth. A lot of people get these sore places in their mouth on a regular basis. They're called aphthous ulcers. We treat aphthous ulcers too with lasers, and that takes the pain away. So if you have a big ulcer in your mouth, if you're going through cancer, a lot of people that are having radiation or cancer treatment, they can get these ulcerations in their mouth. You can get an outbreak by food that you eat, especially citrus foods. It treats these zapatiltzer so that the pain goes away. I've seen people that couldn't even eat for 3 or 4 days because it was so painful. So if you're one of those people out there that ever get those and you get one, call our office, because it's a real 5-10 minute treatment that will take the pain away. Those are what patients like to hear, how it's used. The other way, the diode laser, we use that a lot for people that may have brown spots on their lips or around their mouth. It will actually take those brown pigmented spots away. As I told you, it uses pigment, and it basically explodes pigment. So if you have any brown spots on your lips that you have hated or you hate, about two 10-minute treatments 2 weeks apart usually causes that pigmentation to go away. The other thing, as I stated earlier, we use it a lot for cosmetic. If you're one of those people that have gums that are far down, or say maybe your teeth aren't even, one's longer than the other, a lot of times that's gum. Your gums are further down on one tooth than they are on the other, which is making the teeth look shorter or longer. So we can actually even those gums up around the tooth, and we can use the lasers. And it's a very, very effective way to change an appearance cosmetically, really. Very, very cheap way to do it, and a very fast, non-painful way to do it. The other things we use it for is surgery. So we treat sites such as wisdom teeth, or if we're doing crown lengthening, we use the laser. We also use it for root canals. So with root canals, when your tooth becomes infected, the key to a root canal is disinfecting the center of your tooth where that tissue is. So before we actually seal the tooth off, we'd use our lasers all the way down the canal, and it basically kills all the bacteria and sterilizes that canal before we seal it off, so that the root canal is more successful. Those are just a few of the things that we use it for. But there's other things that we could get into that we could spend a whole show on. And that's why I think it's so important to have a laser in a dental office, because A, it's less invasive for the patient and less painful, and B, it's more effective in killing bacteria and for surgical procedures.
And Dr. Mann, before we head out today, are a lot of these laser treatments that you've discussed so far today covered by dental insurance? How does that work?
Yeah, most dental insurance companies will cover procedures such as fillings. They're going to cover it. They don't care if I use a handpiece drill or if I use a laser. They basically will cover the filling just like they would traditionally. Same with periodontal treatment. They're going to cover that periodontal treatment just like they would traditionally. So we find that insurance companies aren't really pushing back on lasers. As long as the treatment is done, it's coded the same way, whether it's done traditionally or with the laser. So anybody out there that has a dental insurance, whatever they would normally cover percentage-wise, they'll do it with lasers. Now, cosmetic procedures sometimes in general aren't covered by insurance companies, so you have to check your policy. Some policies will cover cosmetic crown lengthening and things like that, but that's on an individual basis. But fillings, periodontal treatment, Apatosulcer treatment, things like that, a lot of dental insurance companies will cover.
Excellent. That's great to know. And if you want to learn more or schedule an appointment to see Dr. Mann, head online to smileman.com. That's Dr. Mann's website, smileman.com. Mann has two N's at the end. If you want to book an appointment, that's an easy place to do it. You can also find information about Dr. Mann's three office locations, one in Fuquay Varina, one in Garner, and one in Cary. Smileman.com, or call 919-462-9338. Dr. Mann, what do we have on tap for next week?
Well, you know, when we spring forward, a lot of people, their sleep is thrown off. So, but we're going to talk about sleep apnea and how it relates to dentistry.
Wonderful. That affects a lot of people. So be sure to tune in for that next weekend. We hope you will join us again. On behalf of Dr. Mann, I'm Jason Kong, thanking you for listening to Teeth Talk with Dr. Charles Ashley Mann on WPTF News Talk Traffic. Have a wonderful day.